Where did you doing the round in political circles was that the so-called Generation 40 group was trying to force a constitutional change in December and then set a clause saying the party's next leader should be a woman and in that way pave way for the first lady. This would give her room to become the party's next candidate in the 2018 presidential election, but there's been a lot of pushing back from within the party, according to sources. Kaya Moyo said people should not expect any constitutional or leadership changes at the December conference in Victoria Falls, adding his surprise by the interest generated by the meeting.
We don't know what classes people are talking about. We've said wherever there are differences of opinion on any matter, the party has a constitution, very clear constitution, and procedures to follow. So whoever feels aggrieved, they've got the right to follow the due process. And the leadership shall look at the whatever disagreement could be existing in any given area. So we don't see that as clashes as such. There could be differences of opinion on some issues. And that's what democracy is all about anyhow.
Amendment of the Constitution, as you know, as endorsed by Congress, is that the president of the party appoints the two VPs. He can choose both women, he can both men, it can be whoever. But that is the point. There must be two vice presidents, but they are now appointed. And then is the one wisdom. We can decide to appoint even ladies. We can't amend the Constitution. The point is simple, that we, as a party with structures, and the highest organ of the party is the Congress. In Congress is the Central Committee. So if there are any changes which are desirable at any time, it's the Central Committee which attends to that.
For those speculating that Mrs. Mugabe could be appointed Vice President as her team advances their alleged plan to groom her for the top office in the land, Kaya Moyo said the issue of vice president was resolved at the last Congress, where the party's constitution was changed, allowing President Robert Mugabe to appoint his two deputies. Back to the ordinary people and their take on the first lady's alleged bid for the top office. Absalom Mwenya, a detainee at Wawa prison during the War of Liberation struggle, tells Studio 7 Mrs. Mugabe's future looks bleak in the absence of her husband.
Definitely she's going in that line of other. She's in the dynasty of those other people. Well, she's now, she has mixed up Zimbabwe. She goes on insulting senior politicians. Senior politicians who brought this country here. But she doesn't seem to see them as big people. Sees them like puppets, little girls. For instance, on Mtasa, he was looked at, he was mocked and insulted publicly by a person who was never anywhere nearer the lines of firing. As such, she's going to face the same road like all Mao Itsung and the other people. And this lady in Africa, you remember, who was also arrested because of that.
Dennis Kagonye, publisher of The Mirror, the Mashonaland and West Provincial paper, concurs.
She'll be doomed. She'll be nowhere. Because there are cannibals behind here who are using her to cause disorder in ZANU-PF, trying to take advantage of both the husband and her. She won't survive. One, I've talked about those cannibals. They'll get rid of her first. Two, it's either she will be arrested for causing disharmony in the country, because blood will be spilled when Mugabe left.
Kagonye says things will change for the first lady once her husband leaves office.
If the husband still exists, but if the husband is no more, they won't let her go ahead with the plans of leading the sanitary.
Another Chinoy resident, Cosmas Makwanya, says this is the time for Mrs. Mugabe to move for the top job in the land.
Yeah, it's a non-starter. It's a non-starter. People might be, attracted by dishing out of materials like food, money, equipment, and so on from the first lady. But that is not ruling the country. No, that's attracting or campaigning for something that you are not sure of getting a good result at the end of the day. Because people, some other people are just interested in taking things, in enjoying and doing this and that, but without support, without her support, without supporting her at heart.
Alaska senior citizen Atwell Mazarure says there's nothing wrong in Mrs. Mugabe running the country. He says from what he has seen, she has the experience and knows diplomacy and the politics as the president's wife. He adds the first lady's political life depends on the president's position.
She has got a right to participate in politics because it's her life.
With speculation after speculation continuing to be thrown into President Mugabe's succession debate, it seems that only time will tell, as Mrs. Mugabe herself is not saying much about her political future. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.